Well, now, have you heard people call these things snake doctors or mosquito hawks or dragonflies? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Which ones?
Different names. I've heard of drag horses or different names, fearful names.
Uh-huh. You know. Well, now, what name would you tend to use for that kind of insect?
Well, I just would normally not tell you what to tell you, because I've often seen so many and heard different names, so I wouldn't know which would be original name for him.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and it looks all like a wasp?
He's a dirt dauber.
Okay. What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
Before they hit the ground?
Well, at any rate, they grow underneath the ground.
Uh-huh. Them's hickory nuts and pecans.
And how about the kind that I think they originate underground? They're a root or something like that. Little nuts, about that long.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just pop the shell with your hand.
That's a peanut.
Okay. And do you know any other names for peanuts or different kinds of peanuts?
I've heard people call them goobers.
Okay. And a goober's the same thing as a
peanut? Yes, it's the same thing as a peanut.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say that the boy, what, his father?
So much like his father.
And if the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you'd say that the boy, what, his father?
He's very much like his father.
Fine. What do you call a woman who helps to deliver a baby?
Midwife.
Okay.
I knew one, Neil.
Sir?
I knew one.
Did you really?
Yes. Never lost a case in her life.
Uh-huh.
One case died and the doctor killed a woman. And I heard the special doctor asked her about it one day.
Uh-huh.
And says, how many babies you've delivered in the last 6 years? And she says, 23.
Good gracious.
Says, how many of them did you lose? Says, nine. And says, the doctor killed one of the mothers. Says, I didn't do it.
Uh-huh.
And she told him how he'd done it, and he was satisfied to take it that way.
Mm-hmm. There are not too many midwives around anymore.
No, there's not. But she was the best one I've ever seen in my life.
Uh-huh.
Especially with the young girls, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She just knew so well how to scold them and make them mind her.
Uh-huh. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Call him a city dude if they want to.
Okay. And if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him?
Well, they're liable to call him the old countryman.
Okay, fine. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You'd say the man got awfully...
mad about it?
Fine.
Yeah.
Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really...
tired out.
If we're talking about a little boy not feeling well, you'd say the nurse sent a little boy home early because he, what, at school?
And not feeling good or
ailing
or something like that.
Well, now, what I'm interested in finding out is how you'd express, whether you'd say... she sent him home because he took sick, or because he got sick, or because he was sick. You know,
yes.
How would you say?
Well, he come in because he was sick.
Okay, that's fine. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you say he feels sick well.
In his stomach.
Okay. Do you have a term for a noisy celebration right after a wedding, if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Well, they used to call that serenading.
What do people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or what will get you?
Spook will get you.
Okay. Have you ever heard them say the boogeyman will get you?
Yes, very often.
Now, would that be different from a spook or?
I reckon it might have a little difference, not much.
Uh-huh.